Taira is so exact that when we have a limud, it's not enough just to know what the limud is. It's important to realize why the limud came about in the way that it did. We don't always have that insight. But for example, when there's a din that's learned from a kal v'chaymer, it's important to realize that there's a halacha that we learn from a kal v'chaymer. But the people that understand the depth of the Torah can tell you why this din is mat'im to be learned with the kal v'chaymer. Not random, the Yud Gimel Midas Shat Torah and the Drashas by it. The Rabbanu Shel Olam chooses which dinim he's going to reveal in different ways, and different ways of expressing it. So when we learn something, for example, it says in this week's Parsha, this is what I want to talk about, but it also serves as a model for other things. So Yaakov sends messengers to Esav. Kai Soimron la Adoni le Esav, im Lavan garti, with Lavan I lived, va Echarad ata. What does Rashi say? Taryag mitzvahs garti is gematria taryag. 613. So im Lavan garti, taryag mitzvahs shomarti, v'loy lamadati mimaisav haroim, and I didn't learn from his bad maisav. Why is it important for Yaakov to tell Esav that he kept 613 mitzvahs? I can think of many other ways of expressing that thought. For some reason, the number 613 was important to him. And it's important for us to realize that this is a question. Rabbi Yisai, this is a question even if I wouldn't have an answer. This is a question. It's a valid question. When we say Garti in the Torah, that means when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu expressed the form of keeping the Torah that Yaakov Avinu wanted to explain to Esav that he had been kept in the form of the number 613. We could have said, I learned Torah. We could have said, I was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula. We could have said, Shamarti Et Chukaisav. There's a lot of ways and a lot of types of Ramazim. Why specifically with the number Taryag? So, I once learned something phenomenal. This is a phenomenal, phenomenal lesson that's nageya to many, many things. And that is as follows. Chumash Devarim, I think in Parshas Devarim of Aschana, I don't recall right now, that's why I was looking for a Chumash. There's a mitzvah, the Torah tells us, a lav, not to add to the Torah and not to take away from the Torah, right? Not to add mitzvahs, not to take away mitzvahs. Loisai sifun ala davar and loisai sigur umimenu, right? Now what's amazing is that in the Torah, I think it's in Vayas Chanan, I wish I could read it to you, but I don't want anyone to leave now to find the Chumash. In Vayas Chanan, I think it is, the Torah tells us, don't add to the Torah, don't take away from the Torah. Oh, and you remember what happened with Baal Pa'ar. Because Klal Yisrael, in the days of Parshas Balak over there, Klal Yisrael ended up being nitzmadim l'Baal Pa'ar. They ended up attaching themselves to Baal Pa'ar. And anyone who went with Baal Pa'ar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed. V'atem ha'dveikim Hashem alekeichem chayim kolchem ayoyim. And you who attach yourself to Hashem, you are truly alive forever. What? Parshas Chumash Devarim is, my father's actually about to put out a sefer on Chumash Devarim, and I'm waiting to see. I haven't seen a lot of it, but I'm waiting to see. It's dizzying how it switches topics in Chumash Devarim. No, that's one topic, another topic. And of course, we know that the Torah is a song. Everything fits together like a symphony, but it's our job to try to understand that symphony. What does Baal Tosef and Baal Tigra have to do with not being like Baal Pa'ar? Those are two totally different things. So my Rosh Hashiva, Rabbi Yonason David, once told us the following. Yisoid, and I have used this, I have plugged this into many, many areas that have helped me understand better. And he explained to us as follows. Listen to this unbelievable thing. What was the Avodah Zarah Baal Peor? How did they worship it? What?
Yeah, use
they used the bathroom in front of it. Okay. Why? Why is that the worship? Usually it's Mishtach Havaya. What was the method of it? Like, what was the Inyan? And what you just said, Nima, by the way, I want to address that because it's important. Nima said, reasonably so, that they were crazy. You know? But the truth is, the Torah doesn't pay attention to crazy people. It's not going to be in the eternal Torah. If the Torah mentions Baal Pa'ar, that means that there's a Shita there, that we hold not like that. Not just stand there in insanity. So what's the Shita? The Shita is unbelievable. The fact that we use the bathroom, that is, like from a physical sense, that is like the lowliest part of the Tzuras Adam. The waste of a person. That's the lowliest, lowest part of a person, right? So, the idea was that when you're in front of the Avodah Zarah, to show the Avodah Zarah that you recognize that you're nothing. You're garnished. You're a nobody. You're Ephes. You're zero. That's what you are in front of the Yetzer Hara. So you degrade yourself in front of the Yetzer Hara as a way of subjecting yourself to the Yetzer Hara. In front of you, Baal Pa'ar, I am nothing. I'm destroyed. I'm there's nothing to me. One second. Is that the way we serve Hashem? Do we serve Hashem by making ourselves nothing in front of Him? No, that's not the way Hashem talks to us. It's so interesting. Hashem says, Panim b'fanim diber Hashem imachem. Hashem spoke to you face to face. Does that sound like someone's being degraded? That's the exact opposite. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when He brought us close to Him, He didn't bring us close to Him in a way that we're mevatel ourselves, that we're nothing in front of Him. Adarabba. If anything, when Hashem brought us close to Him, He lifted us up to Him. And he allowed us to bring ourselves into our Yiddishkeit. We're able to bring ourselves into it, right? When you're machadish a pshat in a taisvus, you're pshat in taisvus. You don't say, who are you? You ever came up with a pshat and the person's like, and what gave you the right to say a pshat? No, you're a yid, you're learning Torah, you have a right to say a pshat. And if you have a perspective on something, your perspective is important. And you're, you know, hundreds of thousands, millions of yidin are shaking a lulav. But when you get up and you shake your lulav, you're adding something to Malchus Shemayim. You're not a nobody. You're a necessary part of Malchus Shemayim. One of the ways that you see that is that the Torah was given in a way that it's a perfect match with the person. 248 mitzvahs asay correspond to the limbs in a person, to the evarim in a person, the ramach evarim. 365 mitzvahs leisasei correspond to the gidim in a person. The gidim are exactly what they are physically. You have to ask, you know, it needs a little eon, but the gidim represent what holds the person together. That's why the leisaseis are connected to the gidim. Because the leisaseis is what not to do. That's how to be shomer yourself. And the aseis are how to be godlike. So 248 mitzvahs asay. And wow, the Torah, the Heilige Torah, the Lichtige Heilige, unbelievably powerfully holy and pure Torah, has 248 mitzvahs, just like me. Just like corresponding to my Evarim. And the Gidim that hold my body together, unbelievable. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah itself has something that corresponds to each one of those Gidim. To the point that they say that the Gid Anasha represent, you know this incredible stuff, the Tzam Sefer and so on, that the Gid HaNasha, each Gid represents another day of the year. It's the 365 days of the year. And they say that the Gid HaNasha is corresponds to Tisha B'Av. Because Tisha B'Av, what? He said this in Shir today? Mm-hmm. No way! Okay, I'm a little... There's no explanation for that. There's no explanation. Stop. Siyata Dishmaya. It's not just that. I spent the day coughing my brains out today. I spent the day coughing my brains out today. And I sat down a little while ago and I was like, I have to come to Mishmar. What should I say? Like, something I haven't said before. I'm going to say, I didn't discuss it with him, with anyone. I didn't even discuss it with myself. And even when I planned on saying it, I didn't plan on mentioning the Gidah Nosha. That just happened right now. Anyway, but it's interesting that the Zohar says it, but the Rav Tzadik says it, as a few people say it. But the idea is that Tisha B'Av represents the time that we fell to Esav. So if Tisha B'Av represents the time that we fell to Esav, so the Gidah Nosha is what Esav damaged. So that's the day that we fell to Esav. You hear the correspondence? So there's a lot more to say about that. Okay, fine, I'll say it. Because the Tzam Sefer says, once we're having a good time, the Tzam Sefer says that the Malach hit Yaakov begid Hanoshe. So es al kein lo yoichlu b'nei Yisrael es gid Hanoshe. This week's parasha says Klal Yisrael does not eat the gid Hanoshe. Es gid Hanoshe, says the Tzam Sefer, that in the words es gid are merumas all the fast days of the year. That we fast because of Esav, because of the Golus. Gimel is Gimel Tishrei. That's Tzayim Gedalia. Okay, you could discuss, was it that base Tishrei and pushed off? Okay, Tyra, we did this once. I don't know if you remember. We went into that once. But Gimel is Gimel Tishrei. Okay? Yud, Asar B'Tavis. Yom Kippur is not because of Esav. Yud is Asar B'Tavis, right? Gimel Tishrei and Tzayim Gedalia, that's when the Goyim killed Gedaliah, right? The Nehra Gedaliah ben Achikam. Yod is Asara B'Teves. That's when they surrounded the Beis HaMikdash. What's the gematria of Gimel, Yod, and Dalet? 17. That corresponds to Shavasa B'Tamuz, when they broke the walls of Yerushalayim. Says the Chassam Sofer, and S is Tisha Av. So in the Gid Anosha, that represents the whole hachna'ah of Klal Yisrael to the Koyach of Esav. Okay, but the point here, what my point is, that, I don't know that happened, but the point is that, I'm trying to hurry up, I'm racing my throat here, I want to finish before my throat finishes. The point here is that the Ramach v'Shasa represent not just the mitzvahs, but the unbelievable tzura, the greatness of the person who's mekayim the mitzvahs. I am a person with the tzura of asiyas ha-mitzvahs. So when Yaakov wanted to tell Esav, there was many layers in Yaakov's correspondence and Yaakov's message to Esav. And one of those layers was, Esav, I spent time by Lavan and I was Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. I am Shomer. I was Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. And I am ready to be Mekayim the Ratzon Hashem. So, and you won't be able to hurt me. And you won't be able to control me because your ability to control me is Kasher Torah when I go down. But I did not go down. I was in love on Garti, I was Mekayim the Taryag Mitzvahs. He uses the word Taryag because Taryag is Merames. Not just that he did the mitzvahs, but that his tzura, that he's a man, like the opposite of Baal Pa'ar, that he's a man of the mitzvahs, that he embodies the mitzvahs, that he recognizes the greatness of a man who goes in the will of Hashem and is Mekayim his mitzvahs. So that was his threat, so to speak, to Esav, that watch out, I am not a stama guy. Im lovan garti v'taryag mitzvah shamarti, 613, 248 mitzvahs asay, 365 mitzvahs leisa say, says my Rosh Hashiva. That's why the pasuk says, don't add to the mitzvahs and don't take away from it. You know why? Because the Ramach v'shasa is very important to show how great you are. And remember what happened with Baal Pa'ar. Because Baal Pa'ar was the opposite message. Isn't that amazing? So that's the message of the week. We who are Mekayimim of the Taryag Mitzvahs, we could also say Taryag Mitzvahs Shamarti. Okay, maybe it's impossible for one person to do all Taryag Mitzvahs. But as a Tzibur, we do the Taryag Mitzvahs. And we who are the Mekayimim of the Taryag Mitzvahs, We have to walk around with our heads held high. We have to be Balei Gaiva. Gaiva is mutter. Gaiva the Kedusha is mutter. Like we spoke about in the retreat. I think Rabbi Marcus mentioned. There's a certain Gaiva the Kedusha that we walk around with. We are Tariag Mitzvah Shamarti. We're not Baal Pa'ur people that we're Mevatel ourselves. We're Panim Befanim people. We stand in front of Hashem. We're the princes of the world. We're the giants that bring the Ratzon Hashem into this world. And we have to walk around with that pride. And there is no greater Shmira than walking around with such a pride. There, I won my throat.